coffee cart business, Brews Up Baltimore. Hey, friends. Hey, listeners. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau, episode 2809 here with you. And this episode comes in the form of a first $1,000 segment. We do it every Monday. In fact, we get to hear how somebody made their first $1,000. Sometimes they go on to earn $10,000 or $100,000 or some other large number. But we like to understand what the origin story is, because I know so many of our listeners out there are getting started. Maybe they haven't had a side hustle before. Maybe they've had a small side hustle and they want to scale up. They want to do something a little bit bigger, create financial freedom perhaps. And so it's really helpful to understand, how do we go from idea, from the inception of an idea, to actually having money in the bank? And it's just so fun to work on this series, because I get to hear from so many people with different stories and ideas and backgrounds and such. So in this one, an aspiring entrepreneur in Baltimore starts a seasonal pop-up coffee cart. Learned some lessons along the way, but for the most part, it works. So let's hear the details from him. I'll have a few words of wrap-up at the end, but we like to keep the focus on our storytellers. So I'm going to pass the microphone. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Vikram, and I'm based in Baltimore. A few months ago, I combined my love for coffee and my entrepreneurial spirit to start a pop-up coffee cart. Here's how I brewed up my first $1,000. The idea hit me one day while enjoying a cup at my favorite local cafe. I realized how many people, like me, craved high-quality coffee, but didn't always have the time to sit in a cafe, especially during their busy mornings. So I thought, why not bring the coffee to them? I started by diving into the logistics. I needed an espresso machine, portable power sources, and a selection of beans from local roasters. After some research and investment, I got my cart equipped and ready to roll. It was compact, but had everything I needed to brew the perfect cup on the go. Finding the right spots to set up was crucial. I began near busy office buildings, at local farmers markets, and during community events. One of my first successful spots was at the intersection of Charles Street and North Avenue, right by the bustling business district. On my first day, I set up early in the morning, just as people were heading to work. It wasn't long before curious passersby started stopping by. I offered a variety of options: classic espressos, cappuccinos, cold brews, and a special caramel latte that I was still learning to make, but quickly became a favorite. It probably helped that I offered every beverage at half price the first day. By mid-morning, I had a line of customers. Word spread quickly. I made sure to post my location daily on social media and encourage satisfied customers to return. Before the end of the week, I hit my first $1,000 in sales. Each day was a learning experience. For example, I noticed that cold brews were a hit on warmer days, so I made sure to stock up on ice and cold brew concentrate. Running a mobile coffee cart wasn't without challenges. The weather in Baltimore can be unpredictable, and I had to be prepared for everything from sudden rain showers to sweltering heat. I invested in a sturdy canopy to keep me and my equipment protected on rainy days. One memorable moment was when I set up at a local festival and sold out of everything within a few hours. The rush was intense, but it confirmed that I was on the right track. Another key to my success was building relationships with local businesses. Some allowed me to set up near their entrances, which guaranteed a steady flow of customers. Reflecting on this journey, I've learned a lot. Location is everything. Building relationships with the community is crucial, and adaptability is key to overcoming challenges. Today, my coffee cart is a familiar sight in several Baltimore neighborhoods, and I'm excited about bringing it back several times a year. Starting this pop-up coffee cart has been incredibly rewarding. The support from the community has been amazing, and the lessons I've learned have been invaluable. I'm looking forward to seeing how this venture grows and evolves.
All right, I can't wait to visit Baltimore. It's been a long time since I was there. And go check out this coffee cart, as long as I'm there during the operating days, seasons, hours, and such. But thanks to Vikram for telling us about the first $1,000. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed it. As always, we make this show for you every single day. If you have a question, a comment, an update about your own hustle, sidehustleschool.com. Detailed notes for every episode there as well. This was 2,809. Much more is coming up. You can find the podcast wherever you like to listen to shows, and it's always completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.